Our gospel today asks us a very important question. Who do we believe Jesus is? And does what we believe about Jesus make a difference in our lives? Today we have this very stark contrast of one of the people being crucified with Jesus, one of the men being crucified with Jesus, and the other man being crucified with Jesus. We know a couple things about them. One is that they are criminals. They are admitted criminals. They are dying on the cross, and they're not proclaiming their innocence. They're not saying, this is unjust to me. They are saying very clearly, we have done something wrong, and we are criminals, and the punishment that we received is in line with the punishment that is given out to whatever offense they have committed. But then we have their response to Jesus. One of them is that kind of probing response. If you are who you say you are, then save us. Right? The man clearly does not know who Jesus is. He's throwing a dart at the board, hoping that it hits the home run, hoping that it'll pan out for him. He has not had a relationship or heard the good news. And so you can almost feel sorry for him and kind of hope that it turns out for the best in the afterlife for him. But the other person I always find very interesting, because clearly he knows who Jesus is. We can speculate a lot about him. I always kind of think that he must have at least heard Jesus speak once or twice in his life. Right? Jesus gathered great crowds around him, spoke to thousands of people all around the area of Jerusalem. We know that he spoke to sinners, to those who were looked down upon in society, because he was accused of that again and again and again and again and again. He's eating with sinners. He's eating with those bad people over there. He's eating. Why is he doing that? So clearly this man who says to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, actually knows who Jesus is. He recognizes Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. That confession that Peter makes, that confession that Mary makes, that confession that people make throughout time. Paul will make it and says so in his letter that we read tonight. And yet, this man continued in his sinful life. Now, perhaps when he was listening to Jesus, he said, like many people do, that's really wonderful. It makes me feel good. And then walk away and go like, but I'll continue to do what I'm doing. Right? I mean, I do it sometimes, so I know other people do. At least I hope you do. Or he might have said to himself, wow, that's a really powerful message, and I need to change my life. But if I change it right now, well, I'm going to have to lose a bunch of stuff that I have. Those things that I'm getting by this life of crime. Those things that I gain, the power that I gain in this world. And, you know, I'll wait until, you know, I get enough stuff and then I'll change. Or maybe he thought to himself, well, I'll wait till I'm about 70 and then I'll fix all the problems of my life. And because then I know I'm ready to die. And, well, that's when I can be a really good person. Right? Those are responses that often happen to the Word of God. Ultimately, his response is the correct one because it's a response that Jesus wants from us. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And believe it or not, no matter who you are, no matter how big a sinner or saint you might be, no matter how holy or unholy you might be, if you say that to God with sincerity, there's only going to be one answer. Come. That is going to be Jesus' response to you as king. He's going to say to you, come. Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. Come. If you say it today, he will say, come. Now, does that mean you're going to die today? No, don't worry about that part. But maybe, right? We do not know the time or the place. Because for us as Catholic Christians, we believe that the kingdom of God is here and now. When Jesus says to us, enter into his kingdom, he's not thinking of a far off place, a far off time, some place on another planet, some place that we have not seen yet. He's talking about here and now. Because when we enter into the kingdom, when we say, Jesus, let me follow you here and now completely with my whole life, remember me. And his response is to come. Then our response is the response that Jesus asks of each disciple. It's another very simple word. Serve. He calls us to be servants. Right before this happened in the Gospel of John, right, he's with his disciples in the upper room, and what does he do? He washes their feet. What does he say to the disciples over and over again? I have come not to be served, but to serve. And if you love me, you will follow me. Not as kings of this world, but as servants of the world. So come. Turn away from the sinfulness of life and come. And then serve. Because when we serve, then we enter into those moments of grace and blessing with one another, those moments of hopeful joy with one another, those moments of healing with one another that help the kingdom of God be manifest in our very lives at this moment, at this time, where Jesus comes and reigns within our hearts as Lord of all, and we enter into his kingdom. And don't worry about it. You're going to sin again. We all do. And yet God invites us back again. Lord, I'm a sinner. Please take me back. He says to us, come. Serve. Celebrate. Come and be with me. In the sacramental life of the church, that is it over and over and over again. We go into the sacrament of confession, the reconciliation, and that is what God says to us. Come. Come and be renewed in life. We come here to the sacrament of Eucharist. And what do we say before we come up here? Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter my roof. Only say the word and I shall be healed. And he says to us, come. And we do. That's the procession. That's a great blessing. And then in life, as all the great saints have said, as our church has taught again and again, we as we come and receive are to become like Christ, to become like Jesus. We become what we receive when our heart is open. When we are ready to receive and be blessed, Jesus invites us to come, to serve, and to celebrate. That is the feast that we celebrate today. This is the great solemnity. It's not complicated. It's not hard to understand. But it takes a heart ready to serve, ready to be united in love, ready to be compassionate and generous, and full of life. And that takes us in relationship with Jesus Christ. That daily conversation where we seek God and hear his invitation to follow him, to come, to receive, to be blessed, to become the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God here now in this very place. And so as we celebrate, as we go forth bringing the word of God to others, we first enter into that invitation. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And we hear his response, whispered in love, shouted in joy, cried out in blessing. Come, beloved children, follow me, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So come.